What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. Big day, guys. Listen up, my friends. Oh, I have such a special message for you today. The Gabby Coaching app is here. Yes, my friends. We start the conversation here on Dear Gabby, and we carry it out with deep dive coaching inside the Gabby Coaching app. And I'm going to tell you, my friends, it is out in the world. This is the real deal. My app is officially here, the Gabby Coaching app. There's early member pricing. And these rates are going to go up. So if you are like, yeah, maybe I want Gabby to be my coach in my pocket. Yes, maybe I want 200 of Gabby's best meditations and manifesting practices. And I want access to her quarterly challenges and journal prompts. And I want on-demand access of her best motivational talks. And I want her special feature called the Get Gabby section, which is like having her as my personal coach in my pocket. Yeah, I want all that. Then this is your moment, people, to go try it out. Go to deargabby.com/app. You can try the 7-day free trial. When you try it now, that locks you in for the early member pricing. It's going to go up, so don't mess around. And when you're in the app and you have access to it, you get all of my challenges, like my manifesting challenge that's coming up and my relationship challenge, and all the challenges throughout the year are yours. So if you're feeling anxious, if you can't sleep, if you need a miracle, if you want to manifest your dreams, if you are just struggling with any area of your life, I can help you. It's going to be like having me on speed dial. So if you want to go check out the Google Play or the App Store, search for the Gabby Coaching app, go to your 7-day free trial and lock in the exclusive member pricing. You can also go to deargabby.com/app. People, this is major news. I'm really excited to share it with you. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to Dear Gabby. Welcome back to the show. I'm so happy you're here. And you know that there's this one thing I love about these Friday episodes. I just love it because it's such a nice opportunity for me to share these special moments in my life, moments when I might be outside the studio giving a talk, giving a workshop, and I can just give that audio to you. It is amazing. It's like the gift that keeps on giving. And a couple of months ago, I was asked to give a talk for Think Protein Bars. And it was at this really beautiful yoga studio here in New York City. And it kind of took me back to my early days of being in these small rooms with just 20, 30 people and just having this intimate dialogue about spirituality and manifesting. And it was just so epic that I made sure that they recorded it because I had this feeling it was going to be really, really channeled. I had a feeling there was so much that was going to come through. And so in today's show, I am sharing that live talk. And in the talk, I talk about what it really takes to attract what you want in your life. and how manifesting is about way more than just repeating affirmations and creating vision boards. It's so much more. It's about listening and getting grounded. And I give all the steps inside this beautiful practice. So this episode is going to give you methods I haven't shared before, beautiful lessons I haven't ever shared before. And I left there so excited after this talk. I said to my producer, Josh, I was like, this has to be a podcast episode. It was so good. And I'm so grateful that we were able to share it with you today. And we're also coming up on manifesting season here at Dear Gabby. It's coming into the new year. So we're preparing for my manifesting challenge that starts on January 1st, the 21-day manifesting challenge. You can go get on the wait list now at deargabby.com/manifesting challenge. And we're just getting ourselves primed and ready to really bring in what it is that we desire as we step into the year ahead. Stick around to the end of this episode. It's going to definitely give you exactly what you need today. Enjoy this show. Welcome. Welcome, welcome. It's very, very special to be with you. I have been in this field for quite some time now, 18 years. And I started my group sessions and really my career in yoga studios like this, where I would give spiritual talks and give lessons literally 18 years ago in this neighborhood. And so it's really sweet for me to be back in this kind of space with beautiful people on a mat and just having the conversation. So I'm really grateful to be with you. So I'm really happy to be able to be a voice for manifesting and spiritual principles and personal growth and development, because I think that, I'm just going to say it like it is, there's a lot of, I'll say BS, okay? Let's just be, cursing is a little bit of my downfall. And they looked at me, they're like, no. So there's a lot of BS out there a bit in the conversation around manifesting and a lot of sort of gimmicky, TikTok-y stuff, right? And I get it. And it's great because it's a trend. And I would love nothing more than good, healthy habits to become a trend. But the thing that I think we get wrong is that when we think of manifesting as a game or a trick or a method, we've forgotten actually the true power that we have, because we manifest as humans. Our life is a manifestation day in and day out. It's not this thing that we turn on. It's not a trick that you apply. It's not an affirmation you say 400 times in the mirror. It's not a vision board. A manifestation is a aligned energy, belief system, feeling that you embody. And when you hold an energy of what it is that you desire in your life, and an energy of positivity and grace and joy and love and fun, you begin to develop the part of you that I call a super attractor. We're all super attractors, but we forgot. And so often what happens is we're manifesting so much of what we don't want. We're manifesting the chaos, we're manifesting the drama, or we're manifesting the same relationship over and over again, just in a different body, or we're manifesting the same kind of, you know, career path or drama on the job. Yeah? You guys with me? Mm-hmm. Have you ever said to think, like, how did that happen again? How did I get there again? How did that thing fall apart again? And so the idea that one little method or one little trick is going to just change it, yes, it will adjust your energy in a way, and that will change your life for a period of time. But then it will go right back to the way it was. So we have to first and foremost recognize that we are super attractors. We have the power within us to attract what we desire into our life all the time. We will experience difficult circumstances in our life because we're having a human experience, but those difficult experiences will be experienced differently when we embody the truth of who we are, which is that we are super attractors. So when we embody and cultivate the beliefs of fun and joy and grace, and we start to relax and heal a lot of the limiting beliefs that hold us back. Now, that's nice and sounds really beautiful, but you're like, well, how the hell do I stop having my limiting beliefs, right? And I'm sure a lot of you have some fear-based beliefs that are on repeat. And one of the biggest ways that we block our manifesting is by being in the constant repetition of the beliefs that we don't want to carry. You got that? And those stories are young and they've been around for a long time and they've been repurposed and replayed and redirected and pushed onto the future and projected onto the past and brought in this present moment right here, right now. And so as we continue to repeat and replay these storylines, we actually begin to manifest more of it. So what I want to offer you today is a bit of an understanding of the ways that we're blocking our manifesting power, and then some really strategic methods, but really developmental tools for harnessing and reconnecting to the power that's in you already. Because the thing that TikTok got wrong is the idea that manifesting is outside of us. But the truth is that manifesting is something we already have. We just forgot. And so the ways that we block our manifesting power, we've already discussed the belief system. We've also got the manic manifestors that are out there. And I'm not sure if you know who you are, but these are the folks that are like, oh my God, I'm like making the vision boards and I'm like doing the TikTok video 1,000 times and I'm like going to the yoga class and I'm doing my meditation and I'm drinking the green juice and I'm just like doing everything I'm supposed to be doing. And why am I not manifesting? You know what I'm talking about? Anybody relate to that? A little too much. Okay. Well, it's normal. And I think that there's these ideas out there and it's in the zeitgeist, manifesting. Okay, well, I'm going to force it. I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to just like do it all. That's actually totally blocking the ability to manifest because, again, it's a doing, not a being. You with me? Great. So if you're a manic manifester out there, I'm going to give you the great advice that my coach gave me 18 years ago when I was building my career and living on 13th Street and manic manifesting. I was like, I'm doing all the meditations and I'm doing all of this. And she looked at me and she said, stop, go eat ice cream, go have an ice cream. That was her advice. Just do nothing. Just sit, be. And this past week, I've been on vacation and I've just turned it all off. For the first time, really, I just turned it all off. I was just chilling with my little dude who's 4 and a half, who's like the coolest person ever. And I was just with my family on the beach relaxing. And, you know, you'd think, oh, well, like, were you missing out on work things? No, that was the greatest work I could be doing because being in joy was letting the universe work on my behalf. And so I just let it multiply. Now a quick ad break for me and for many of us. Supplements are a huge part of our lives. We talk about overall health and well-being. We talk about meditation. We talk about food, but we also have to talk about the supplements that are necessary for our hormones, for our skin, for our hair, for our overall digestive system, and for our immunity. And there's one product that I have such a crush on. I love it so much. I even did a founder interview on this show, and that is Symbiotica. Symbiotica has health supplements that are sophisticatedly designed formulations that are clinically proven to increase vitality and longevity. It's extremely effective. And I can say it firsthand because I use Symbiotica every single day. And there are the highest quality bioavailable ingredients inside this product. And Symbiotica truly believes that your mind and your body deserve only the best. And so that's why they've got everything in these liposomal packages, which really serves you when you're taking a supplement. Their magnesium L-threonate and liposomal vitamin C are my absolute favorite. The magnesium tastes like chocolate, so I take it before I go to bed at night. I'm like taking a little dessert before bed. It's so delicious. And I do not go a day without liposomal vitamin C and the vitamin D3 K2 CoQ10. I know that diving into the world of supplements can be really overwhelming, but Symbiotica makes it super easy. Visit symbiotica.com/Gabby for 15% off site-wide or create your custom bundle and get up to 45% off. Code applies on top of custom bundle discount. I recently tried this whole body deodorant called Lumi. And I'm going to tell you right now, people, it has rocked my freaking world. I am always looking for the right product. I'm always looking for a deodorant that's not going to be bad for me, not with all the terrible things that go into deodorant, like aluminum and parabens and baking soda. And this is a clean deodorant that is so good. It works all freaking day. You know, when you get on a plane and like you stink after that plane because you're wearing your like sort of hippie deodorant and it's not working? Well, my friends, this is a deodorant that is good for you. And it freaking works. I'm telling you, I'm screaming it from the rooftops. I absolutely love this product. Unlike some deodorants that try to mask odor with fragrance, Lumi is formulated and powered by mandelic acid to stop odor before it starts. Think of it as like pre-deodorant. Lumi is aluminum-free, paraben-free, and baking soda-free. Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers, and it comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping. As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code DEARGABBY at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code DEARGABBY, LumiDeodorant.com, and use code DEARGABBY. The more that we settle our system and settle our energy and our minds, the cooler we are, right? The more relaxed we are. Some of the think team said to me, wow, we work with a lot of talent. You're so easygoing. I'm like, that's manifesting. You're so nice to hang out with. Like, who out there like is not nice? These like just be nice, right? Just be freaking nice. But I'm having like the hardest time not cursing. It's a good exercise for me. Okay. So meanwhile, my little boy says lots of bad words. But that decision I've made to show up at events and work with people in a lighthearted way that's joyful and easygoing is manifesting. Because the energy you put out, you get back. The thoughts that you think you project out and they return to you. The vibration that you put out speaks louder than your words. So really grounding yourself in the true understanding that when we're in that place of manic manifesting, trying, we're putting out a vibration that's really like frantic and static. And that gets reinforced also with another block, which is the pusher, right? So like the pusher is like, he didn't call me. Oh my God, he didn't call me. I'm going to text him 15 times, right? Or like just aggressively following up. We interview a lot of people for my company, and you can feel the pushers through the email. You're like, pusher. Everyone's going through whatever they're going through, but that energy isn't helping you attract your desires because once again, it's not that high vibe, right? It's like the guy at the bar isn't going to be excited to go on the date with the girl who's harassing him, right? Or whatever. The person is like, why didn't you call me? Why didn't you text me? Where are you? What is going on? So we need to really recognize our power in relaxing, stepping back, allowing. It's the art of allowing, truly. And then there's judgment is a big block. And I bring it up. I wrote a whole book on judgment. I wrote a book called Judgment Detox. And it's such a huge block because when you're judging people, how does that make you feel? We do it all day. I do it all day. But it makes you feel pretty crappy, right? And so if you actually just took this one exercise of just witnessing your judgment without judgment, and so in those moments when you see yourself being like, I'm going to be, you know, catty here. I'm going to say this or that, or I'm going to just get into it with some drama. Check yourself and notice it and witness the judgment without any judgment and speak back to it. Just say, oh, there's my judgment again. I'm going to choose differently. I'm going to choose again. And so that brings me to my first lesson in relaxing and releasing some of these blocks. So the first method in releasing these blocks to our manifesting power is a method that I've coined the choose again method. And this works for manic manifesting. This works for pushing. This works for those negative thoughts that you have on repeat. This works for those judgments that you bring into your day-to-day thinking, okay? And it's called the choose again method. So we have those thoughts on repeat. I'm not worthy. I'm not good enough. Who am I to be here? What we want most is to stay in the flow. Because in the absence of resistance, that's how we manifest. But when we're pushing, controlling, putting out negative thoughts, the resistance blocks it. So the choose again method is one of the ways to get back into alignment with that super attractor power and start to release that resistance. First thing I want you to do is write down, notice that negative thought that you keep thinking that's kind of continuously showing up in your life. What is that limiting belief that you keep replaying and repurposing? And write it down. Take a moment. And how does it make you feel? Notice the thought and how it makes you feel. And just take a minute to write it down. You might have many, but just choose one for now. You got it? The second step is to forgive yourself for having the thought. So when you notice throughout the day, when you notice that negative thought that just shows up for you, notice the thought, just notice how it makes you feel. Just check in with the thought. The second step would be to forgive yourself for having that thought. It's just a thought that I keep thinking, which is what a belief is truly. And so that's just a thought that I keep thinking and it's not who I am. So I'm going to forgive myself for having that thought. And forgiveness dissolves the boundary of the thought. So it takes you out of the belief that you are that thought and reminds you that it's a thought that you keep thinking. You with me on that? Because sometimes when we have those incessant negative thoughts, what happens is that we then start judging ourselves for them. And then that perpetuates the cycle, right? Oh, well, I'm creating my reality. Gabby Bernstein told me that my negative beliefs are creating my reality. So now I'm totally screwing up my life. You know, let's not go there. Okay. The next step is to choose again, to reach for the next best feeling thought. And so I could do a little demo of choosing again for you, and then maybe I'll bring you into it. We'll see. Okay. I'm actually in this room right now, and I'm learning some new methods for changing my belief systems, and that's awesome. And so that could be really helpful. And everything that Gabby's saying to me in this moment is actually soothing me, and it makes me feel pretty good that there's different direction I could go in. And that is just an old belief that I've been having. And I actually do have a lot of proof that I am good enough because I am really great at the job that I'm doing. And I'm feeling quite good about that latest accomplishment that I have. And I feel really good inside and I have really great strong arms. And so you see where I'm going. Like if you're in a place of I'm in lack and I don't have enough money, you would really be simple about it, right? Reach for the next best feeling thought. Well, I can get on LinkedIn. And I can put my resume out there and I can write a really strong cover letter. And maybe I'm not a great writer, so I can use ChatGPT now. And I can, seriously, like some people are just aren't great writers. And so you've got a tool now, right? And I'm pretty good at interviewing, so that's great. I just got to get my foot in the door. And the more fun I have looking for jobs, the more likely I will be to get another job. And I'm open to creative possibilities for abundance. Now, within a minute, you've thought your way from I'm broke to I'm open to creative possibilities. Much higher vibration. Yeah, everybody? So it's about proactively and consciously not leaping from I'm broke to I'm a millionaire because that's what TikTok got wrong, right? I'm broke and now I'm a millionaire and I'm a millionaire. I'm going to say that 1,000 times and I'm going to put it on my vision board and then I'm going to be a millionaire. No, need to really guide yourself to what is true. And so what's true right now is I've got access to LinkedIn. I've got access to ChatGPT. I've got a few connections. I've got a good attitude. I can have fun. I'm going to spend an hour a day taking a small action because I learned that small actions towards my goals can help me be stronger than I think, right? This is the theme today, that I can be stronger than I think when I take those small actions. And so being in that conscious communication with your own inner dialogue where you repurpose and replay these stories in a new way that's not a BS way, not a fake it till you make it way, but in a way that's true for you, in a way that's true for you. So, you know, I've had a storyline that for many years of if I don't do it, nobody else will. If I don't do it, nobody else will. And then very recently, I started just adjusting that storyline. And I was like, you know what? I'm ready to start to attract more people into my life that want to really support me. And I'm also going to be really unapologetic about what I want to call into my life. And I am going to be more picky about the people that I employ and, you know, just going on and on and on. And truly grounding myself in that story is such a higher vibration than staying in the story of nobody's supporting me because that story sucks. Okay. And you know what? I create more of it and more of it if I stay stuck in it. So that's our first method, which is that we are always attracting what we think and we believe. We have these big blocks. And the one of the ways that we can release that block, any one of those blocks, is through the choose again method. So there are some things that we can do once we get ourselves into that place through the choose again method. Remember, this is about small actions daily. So I'm not going to ask you, and I'm so excited about this because just by taking these small steps daily, you will literally change your life. So, and I can say that with full conviction. It's not about this, let me throw myself into this manic manifesting for 3 months. It's about small steps daily. And if you make these small commitments daily, these adjustments, right, to your psyche, to your nervous system, to the foods that you eat, to the exercise, to the commitment to protein or whatever that story is, you see it with your body, right? The more protein I eat, the more I can build muscle, period. The same with your psyche. The more small adjustments I make daily towards these desired ways of being, the more likely I'll get there and the faster I'll get there. And it's not even get there. It's a return to what is true. There's no there. Because when you really understand the true belief that you are a super attractor, you can still enjoy and have fun and live your life with full possibility and expectation and positive anticipation of what's coming, even when it's not there yet. And that is the secret. That's the secret. Living in the know. Living in the know. And trusting that you can release the anxiety around your desire and be relaxed about it. Okay. So that brings me to really grounding yourself in that feeling, right? So we've worked now on the thoughts. What about the feeling? So thoughts create feelings, and feelings create energy, and energy attracts its likeness. So it's the feeling, the thoughts start to adjust the feeling, but then how do we develop that feeling into a felt sense, like an inner sensation that we can remember and call upon? And so right now I have this felt sense of being relaxed on vacation, and I'm not going back into the grind. I'm choosing to stay in that energy. And so when my COO said to me today, "You know what? You don't need to get onto the marketing call." And normal Gabby would be like, "No, I've got to get on because if they don't hear what I have to say, it's not going to work out the way I want it." And today I was like, "Oh, girl, I'm on vacation still. So I'm going to just, yes, no problem. You take care of it." Right. And so truly that response was a reflection of me embodying that felt sense of that energy. So as you start to change your thought patterns, you're going to feel different. And I want you to hone in on that feeling and spend some time in that feeling. And even if it's like 90 seconds, it can start to sink in. Okay. So right here, right now, I'm going to give you a little practice of feeling into the feeling. So I want you to close your eyes and just place your hand on your heart and your other hand on your belly. And I'm going to guide you in the choose again method. So just notice any negative thoughts that you might have on repeat. And just notice how it makes you feel in your body. And instead of pushing it away or resisting it or judging yourself for it, just forgive yourself for having that thought and just remind yourself, it's just a thought that I keep thinking. Take a deep breath. It's just a thought that I keep thinking. And I can forgive myself for having that thought. And now, casually and gently, just reach for the next best feeling thought. Could be just as simple as I'm sitting here with Gabby. I have my breath. I can just relax in this room. I don't have to be anywhere right now. Just spend a moment or two just contemplating and allowing those next best feeling thoughts to come to you. Give yourself permission to think your way out. Give yourself permission to just breathe. Just reach for the next best feeling thought. And reach for the next best feeling thought. Notice if there's a shift or a sensation in your body that begins to relax, or your shoulders relax, or your face relaxes, your jaw. Has your breath changed? Notice if you feel a little bit more expansive or open-hearted. Notice what's happening inside. And breathe into that space where that relief might be. Take a deep breath in and expand your diaphragm. And on the exhale, let it go. Take another deep breath in, breathing into that space in your body. And on the exhale, let it go. Another deep, deep, deep breath in, breathing into that expansive place in your body. On the exhale, let it go. Just continue to notice any shifts inside. Breathing into it. Be present with that feeling right now for a moment. Breathing. Relaxing. Relax your shoulders. Relax your jaw. Relaxing your mind. And take another deep breath in and just make a commitment to yourself. And on the exhale, let it go. Committing to yourself that this is a feeling that you can access, and reminding yourself that through this simple practice of choosing again, you can come back to this place. You can come back to this center. Notice how it feels inside your body and program that in your brain and commit to yourself that you'll come back to it. Take one last deep breath in and let it go. And when you're ready, open your eyes. How do you feel? You look very relaxed. Calm, yeah. Calmer than when you were thinking about that thought, I'm sure, yeah? Does everybody feel a different sensation inside? In less than 2 minutes, you can choose again and return to that center and that alignment inside of you. And that peace and that calm, see it on your face, that is your manifesting power. That centered space, that calm energy, that connectedness. And yes, I've written 10 books on this topic at this stage. I've been in this field for 18 years. Do I mess it up all day long? Yes. Two of my team members are here. They've seen me many a moment being like, what the hell is going on? You know, but then I can laugh it off and come back home. And it's not about being in that grace every moment of the day, but it does get longer and longer. But it's about how quickly can you come back. Remember, I was in England one time, and this young woman raised her hand. She goes, Gabby, do you live in light all the time? And I was like, hell no, honey. I just come back fast. I focus on my comeback rate. And if you have a tool like the Choose Again method, you can come back and come back and come back and come back. And you can use it all throughout the day. Come back, come back, come back, come back, come back. If that's all you did for the next, you know, year, let's even say 30 days, you'll be DMing me being like, oh my God, girlfriend, everything's working out. Everything is working out for me and I'm truly taken care of because I feel good. The secret to manifesting is feeling good. Often we think that when I get that thing, I'll feel good. It's the opposite. It's when I feel good, everything I desire will manifest into my life naturally in the right time and order. And I don't have to freak out about it. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Okay. And using these breath practices as well of just centering, there's another beautiful breath practice. If you're really stuck in a story and you can't choose again, you can't get out, you can do a beautiful breath practice where you breathe in for 2 strokes through your nose and 1 long stroke out your mouth. And that really just settles your entire nervous system. So it's like this, hold, and then another one. And then, let's do it together for a second. One more. How's that feel? Deep breath in, let that go. Really can just get anything out. If you're trying to fall asleep at night, use that. And then I love to just return to this idea that I was talking to one woman before about, was in an interview earlier about manifesting something that she desired and that she was stressing out about it. And I said to her, I said, well, it's small actions. It's not necessarily about trying to be there overnight. And so if we focus on these momentary experiences of joy and grace and relaxation. The gig is that we really want to just add up these subtle shifts. Because when we add up these subtle shifts, we can create long-lasting change. That is the theme, to really recognize that we are stronger than we think. Not because we're going to change our diet overnight, and we're going to hit the gym every day immediately, but we're going to take those small right actions. So, you know, I've been sober for 18 years. When I was 25 years old, I used to live on 13th Street, very different lifestyle, represented nightclubs, like really hardcore 25-year-old. Got myself clean and sober at 25 and then started doing the work that I do. And I remember early in my sobriety, there was a man in my sobriety who was like a friend of mine, and he had had like a lot of long-term recovery, and he had this really great life, like really big career, really great apartment, so many friends, just like super cool life. And I was like, Joel, how'd you get there? How'd you get to that place? And he said, lots of little right actions. That just settled in with me so deeply. And I really believe that that is the mantra of my life, is that small right actions daily lead to extraordinary manifestations. That's how I live. That's how I breathe. Everything I've manifested into my life, long-term recovery, being interviewed by Oprah when I was 30, you know, manifesting the birth of my child, multiple number one New York Times bestsellers. Like, I'm not bragging, I'm reflecting. I'm here sharing the promise that when you believe and you show up and you take small actions one day at a time, you can go from having zero writing experience and not being able to put a single sentence together to writing 10 books in 13 years with multiple New York Times bestsellers. That's my story. Legit couldn't write. Couldn't write. And you know what? Where there's a will, there's a way. Small actions daily. I'm a great writer. Not because I have any experience prior to just writing my first book. So I like to be the example, because I couldn't teach these methods with such authority and truth if I hadn't lived them fully and completely. And these small actions just add up. They create that change. So whether it's just a nutrition choice that you're making, you want to heal your body, or you want to heal your gut, or you want to get your muscles, right? So my commitment daily is to have protein every day, a Think Bar, a protein shake, or really eat more healthy meats, and just make that commitment as a small action daily. And when that small action is repeated and repeated and repeated, it becomes a habit. And when we make these healthy habits in our life and we start to allow them to add up, that's when we wake up and we're like, oh my God, like my muscles are back, kind of. Not like they used to be, but they're here. And so it's really quite magnificent. And the biggest is the mental shifts that we make. Those choices that we make on a moment-to-moment basis add up, guys. They add up. Just this morning, me saying to my COO, instead of overriding myself and saying, no, I need to be on that call, and saying, I trust you, take the call. And I literally took a nap because I had jet lag. I was like, night, night. That is a new neural pathway in my brain that if I repeat it again tomorrow and the next day, just simply saying, you got it. I trust you. You take it. I'm out. Whoa. That's how I change. That's how I manifest. We can reprogram the neural pathways in our brain with the repetition of new behavior. And so repeating these healthy habits and consistent stories, and that's what this entire theme of the 6 weeks is daily repetition of new behavior, changing your mind, changing your body, changing your choices, you change. And so, you know, these steps and just adding even just simple things like being more mindful of your sleep, being more mindful of your food, celebrating your body, just showing up for yourself. And I heard something recently. God, who said this? It was so big for me. It was such a big, my friend, Dr. Daniel Amen, came on my podcast, and he's a psychiatrist who really went down the road of brain health and really is out there preaching brain health. And so much of that is diet. So much of it is diet. And he said, you know, I think, you know, people say things like, well, I'm just going to treat myself to that big piece of chocolate cake. He's like, I have a very different mindset when it comes to that. He said, that treating myself to that chocolate cake is actually harming me. That sugar I'm putting into my body is affecting my brain. It's affecting my nervous system. It's affecting me on a cellular level. And so that shift that I don't know what it was. You know, when people just say that thing and you're like, whoa, thank you. You know, but that subtle shift of just saying, no, it's actually good to do good things for myself. It doesn't have to be a struggle. It can be a joy. Look, eat your cake. I'm not going to tell you not to eat your cake. But having that mindset, because often when we're jumping in, we're like, I'm going to treat myself. Are we even really enjoying the cake? Maybe you are, but I don't know. For me, it's like you're thinking about that you shouldn't be doing it and you're doing it. It's not really fun. So I'm not saying don't eat your cake. But what I am saying is freeze your think bar. I break them up. I put them into little squares. I freeze them and I put them in my freezer. And then when I want dessert, I have my think bar. And that's better for me. Okay? Like my little boy woke up. It's better for me, mommy, you know? And so those choices don't have to be a burden. They can be something that we celebrate. And so I just like really took that. I don't know what it was about that, what he said that day, but I just took it home. I was like, oh my God, like that treat isn't a treat. It's not a treat. I mean, there's two sides to that. You want to like enjoy the gifts of life, not, you know, keep yourself away from things. But maybe if it's like something that's really harming you daily, right? That's the way to think about it. And so I look at this conversation today and I think about the things that we can do once we start to really develop the skill of being a super attractor. And it's not a skill, it's the truth of who we are. We develop that muscle that's there. We start to get into this place where we can think it and it becomes true. And we can think it, and then believe it. This has been my life experience. The other thing about it is about letting it go, because when you have a vision of what it is that you desire, you get clear about it, you hold it, you remind yourself of it. But the big trick is to let it go, because it's this or something better. Make that your mantra. It's this or something better, because there's so many things in my life that old Gabby would have been like holding on to. And then I look back and I'm like, thank God that did not happen. Or I look at the things that I controlled to make happen and I'm like, damn, that was a mistake, right? And it's the things that I had a vision for that I held, but then really just released, that have just come into my life naturally, maybe a decade later, but at the exact right time. When I was 25 and I was like doing this work, I was like, at that time, there wasn't really social media. And like the holy grail was to be interviewed by Oprah. Not that that still isn't, but my friend's daughter, she was looking at a picture of me and Oprah on Instagram or something that I'd posted a while back. And she goes, mommy, who's that lady with Miss Gabby? Because it's just generational, right? So like now it's like the TikTok celebrities and whatever. But the point is that there was a time when that was the holy grail. And I was early in my career and I was like, I want that. And I was kind of controlling it. And then I was like, you know what, Gabby, just let it go. Just chill. I just started to like visualize myself and I would have a joyful experience just like meditating, and I'd look at Oprah on my vision board and I would just have fun thinking about it and dreaming about it. And I kept doing my work and doing my work, and then like little crumbs would come along the way. And I call this driftwood, like seeing a friend that I read, like an author I read got on Oprah. Just that's driftwood. It's not, oh, they got it, I didn't. It's like, that's a sign that's coming to me. And then out of the blue, when I was, maybe I'd written my fourth or fifth book, and maybe even just like my third or fourth book. And I don't even remember. I'm just so not that age anymore. And do you see, I didn't say I'm so old, but I get this phone call and it's like a Chicago area code. And I pick up and the woman's like, hey, this is Cornelia from Harpo. And I was like, oh, I've been waiting for this call. And the thing that I really wanted to mention about that specifically was that had I manifested Oprah 5 years earlier, it would have been a mess, because I wouldn't have been in a container that could hold that energetically and logistically. Like I wouldn't have had the bandwidth on my website to handle that, right? Or I wouldn't have had the right publisher to make sure I had enough books in print or whatever it was. So you can look back and say, oh, thank God that didn't happen sooner, and just breathe with it. and breathe with it. Because the universe is going to give you exactly what you want, but not in the exact time and order. And maybe not even in the exact shape or color or size, right? It's going to be what is meant to be. So here's your affirmation, right? It's this or something better. And forget what you think you need and start praying for what's of the highest good for all. So start to just saying to yourself, I'm setting the intention to attract into my life what is of the highest good for all. Yes, I would love to manifest this specific thing, but it's this or something better. I welcome what is of the highest good for all. Doesn't that make you feel good? It makes you relax and settle. And so in that energy, you are chill. Are you manic manifesting then? No. Are you a pusher at that time? No. Are you forcing something? No. You're chill. You're trusting. You're allowing. You're allowing. I think back now to a time when I was in that pusher mentality, in that pusher place. And I was hustling and I was putting out a book a year. And I was like on the airplane from the last book, on the book tour of this new book, writing the next book, hustling, not hiring enough people, not taking care of myself, really struggling with gastro issues from stress and just psychosomatic stuff and just living in this crazy way. And I remember I had one talk in Germany and I flew that night to London and did another talk that same night. And then I took a red eye that night back to Toronto to give another talk. And by the time I was on that plane to Toronto, I was just like really crumbling. And I said to myself, I can't go on like this. Like, this is just not going to work. And so I said a prayer. I said, universe, show me a sign that I'm on the right track and I'm going to be okay. And then I let it go. And I got to Toronto and I'm in the green room and I'm just preparing for my talk and I'm doing this meditation and I just feel my arms just expanding as I meditate. And it's like as if these angel wings were just drawing me back. And I felt this presence around me. And I got on that stage and it was just like those angel wings were with me. And it was just like this huge expansive energy. And it just felt so good. And I got off the stage and I was like, ah, that felt so good. I'm back in my flow. I'm feeling great. And I went backstage and I was gathering my things to get on another plane to go home. And there was only me and another man in the green room who was my friend's boyfriend was gathering his stuff. And he looks out at the table and he sees this charm on the table and he goes, I don't know why, Gabby, but I think this is for you. And he hands me this charm and it's this little angel wing. And on the back, it says, believe. And I was like, yeah, dude, that's mine. And so I take it home and I'm like, thank you, universe. I got my sign. And a year later, I go back to Toronto to give another talk. And I'm at my book signing and this young woman runs up to me and she's like, Gabby, I saw you in Toronto. It was like such an amazing talk. And it was a year ago. And I left you this present in the green room. It was angel wings. And it said, believe. I was like, oh, yes, you did. It's magnificent, these moments when we can just let go and allow. And then the universe will reveal to you that you are on the right track. And so right here, right now, what's your sign? You know, what kind of sign do you want to ask for from the universe? Is it like a butterfly or is it a rainbow? Or ask the universe for a sign right now because we're in this energy. We're in this community. We're in this conversation. Supercharged, super attracting. Just say, universe, show me a sign I'm on the right track or show me a sign that this is indeed the right path for me, that I am being guided. And then DM me later when you get your sign 95 times today. Okay, because you will. You literally will. So I've shared quite a bit. This is so special. This is so intimate. So here's my message for all of you. Make your inner well-being your highest priority and the rest of your life will rock. Mic drop. Okay. Thank you. That was so fun. Thank you.
If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.